In case 23-370, Erlinger versus United States, Justice Gorsuch has the opinion of the court.
This case concerns the Armed Career Criminal Act, or ACCA for short. That statute imposes lengthy mandatory prison terms on certain criminal defendants if they have previously committed at least three violent felonies or serious drug offenses on three separate occasions. So, for example, a defendant in Mr. Erlinger's shoes might normally face between 0 and 10 years in prison for his current crime. But if he committed three previous crimes on three separate occasions, ACCA increases his punishment dramatically. He faces a sentence instead of at least 15 years and up to life in prison. The question we face in this case concerns who decides whether Mr. Erlinger and others like him have committed three previous crimes on three separate occasions and are thus susceptible to ACCA's enhanced penalties. Here are the choices we face. On the one hand, judges might get to decide whether Mr. Erlinger's past offenses were committed on three separate occasions rather than, say, during the course of a single criminal episode. If judges decide the question, they will resolve any factual disputes under a preponderance of the evidence standard, meaning the government will prevail if the evidence tilts in its favor 51% to 49%. This was the choice the Court of Appeals made in this case below. On the other hand, juries might get to decide the question. If so, the government must prove Mr. Erlinger's past crimes took place on three distinct occasions beyond a reasonable doubt, and the jury must agree unanimously. This is the choice Mr. Erlinger argues for. How do we make that choice? We turn to the Fifth and Sixth Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Those provisions place the jury at the heart of our criminal justice system. From the start, they were understood to require prosecutors to prove every aspect of their charges beyond a reasonable doubt to a jury of the defendant's peers. Equally, those amendments sought to ensure that a judge's power to punish would derive wholly from and remain always controlled by juries. These principles are not mere procedural formalities, nor are they abstract constitutional theories. They represent fundamental reservations of power to the American people. By requiring the executive branch to prove every aspect of its charges to a unanimous jury beyond a reasonable doubt, the Fifth and Sixth Amendments seek to mitigate the risk of prosecutorial overreach and misconduct. By requiring a unanimous jury to find every fact essential to an offender's punishment, those amendments similarly seek to constrain the judicial branch, ensuring that the punishments courts issue are not the result of a judge's will alone, but are premised on laws adopted by the people's elected representatives and facts found by members of the community. This court has repeatedly insisted on respect for these principles. We have done so in response to a variety of sentencing laws, exactly like ACCA, and we do so again today. Under our longstanding precedents, virtually any fact that increases the prescribed range of penalties a criminal defendant faces must be resolved by a jury beyond a reasonable doubt. Judges may not assume a jury's fact-finding function for themselves, let alone purport to perform it using a mere preponderance of the evidence standard. In the proceedings below, the government initially argued that a judge should be free to resolve the ACCA inquiry without a jury. As those proceedings progressed, however, the government confessed error and came to acknowledge what the Fifth and Sixth Amendments require. We commend that candor. We also thank Nick Harper, an attorney we appointed to represent the contrary views of the Court of Appeals, for discharging his service ably. More about all this can be found in the opinion we've filed today. The Chief Justice and Justice Thomas have each filed concurring opinions. Justice Kavanaugh has filed a dissenting opinion for himself and Justice Alito, in which Justice Jackson joins except as to Part 3. Justice Jackson has also filed a separate dissenting opinion.